Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, 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 happy Sunday, and welcome, of course, to yet another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And, of course, there's only one place we can start, and that's in Saudi Arabia. As Oleksandr Usyk retained his IBF, WBA and WBO world titles after beating Anthony Joshua. Here's how it sounded live and exclusive on TalkSport.
Usyk with his back to us, just jinks away to his left as the bell goes. At the end of the fight, Joshua pops out his teeth. Neither fighter raises their gloves into the air.
That was a tough fight. They took off from where they left off, and Joshua knew what he had to do. Give the man credit, by the way. Give the man credit. He bit down on his gum shield. He was beating Usyk with shots. He was delivering when Usyk was delivering. Tactically, he got it right.
Sometimes you give it absolutely everything you've got, and it just isn't quite enough. And when that situation occurs, there is no shame in it.
I'm not sure that he's got the contest. I think Usyk's just nicked it. But what an effort by the big man, Anthony Joshua. What a contest. They both left it all in the ring.
For the winner by split decision. And still the unified
heavyweight champion of the world from Ukraine, Oleksandr.
What a performance, what a fight. Anthony Joshua just in a little bit of a rage over my top right-hand corner, that he's just thrown the belt outside of the ring. He's on the canvas now, entering the ring on the far side, whilst Oleksandr Usyk is up on the canvas. And he's come back to the ring to shake the hand of Oleksandr Usyk. Anthony Joshua's picked the microphone up off the ring exit. He wants to address the crowd.
Tonight, maybe I could have done better, but it shows the levels of hard work he must have put in. So please give him a round of applause as our heavyweight champion of the world.
I want to thank God for the help that he gave me today, because he did give me a lot today.
Listen, the guy did absolutely brilliantly. The game plan from Robert Garcia and Angel Fernandez was top class, and he implemented it.
I said that Anthony Joshua would be a changed human being. I've been screaming during this fight, screaming for Joshua to keep doing what he was doing. Utter respect for Anthony Joshua. I respect the way he fought. He spoke afterwards, because I respect the way he fought.
That's the Anthony Joshua I want to see, the real Anthony Joshua. The Anthony Joshua that everybody else gets to see behind closed doors. That's the real guy. He lost tonight, but he lost by having a real good go.
I've never seen anything like that.
I didn't think he won. I thought it was a very close fight, but I thought it was 115-113 because of the last three rounds. Yep. That 10th round from Usyk, I couldn't believe it.
Although he lost tonight, I think he'd come out victor. I think he'd come out, completely he's won agree. Tonight. We know who the better technician is, Oleksandr Usyk. And for Anthony Joshua to win tonight, he needed to trust himself, believe in himself, and go for it. And he did. Okay, he's come up short, but he had a go. There's no questions now, for me, remaining over this battle between these two men.
I thought to myself, he's going to win these last rounds and win the fight. And you can't, you know, this is why he's pound for pound number one. And AJ, you saw his reaction, his passion. Devastated. But he lost the split decision to the pound for pound number one. I hope he's not too ashamed of that. because it was a much better performance in the first fight.
He didn't need to win back the belts to change as a human being. We're going to see a different Anthony Joshua now, and we're going to see the real Anthony Joshua. And I really like the look of the real Anthony Joshua.
I devote this victory to my country, to my family, to my team, to all people, militaries who are defending the country. Thank you very, very much.
Take your hat off to both guys there. What a magnificent, memorable heavyweight contest.
He hurt Usyk more than Usyk hurt him. That's why he dropped the belts, because he thought he won. He didn't win the points decision, but he won the war in his mind. I'd watch those two fight again, by the way.
There's one belt that you still do not have. It's occupied at the moment by Tyson Fury, who claims he is retired.
I'm sure that Tyson Fury is not retired yet. I'm convinced he wants to fight me. I want to fight him. And if I'm not fighting Tyson Fury, I'm not fighting at all.
Going to be a tough, tough defeat to take, but he'll be back.
Usyk as a champion, please raise your hand. Under them circumstances, he managed to become champion.
I can thank you, Saudi. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much.
Now, moving on to yesterday's Premier League action, and Harry Kane scored his 250th goal for Spurs as they beat Wolves 1-0 in the early kickoff, which was live on TalkSport. He also now has the most goals for a single club in Premier League history. Here's his manager, Antonio Conte, teammate Hugo Lloris and former West Ham defender Scott Minto, all praising the England skipper.
Victor by Perisic, and Harry Kane scores! Tottenham Hotspur take the lead. It's a landmark goal. Another landmark goal for Harry Kane. His 250th for Spurs. Still one of their own. Still the Tottenham talisman. His name will adorn the football record books for generations to come.
Right place, right time. And how many times have we said that about Harry Kane?
Goal scoring is the hardest job in football, but Harry Kane can make it look easy.
We are talking about a world-class striker, and you know very well his quality, his skills, and his ability.
Yeah, it's Harry Kane. We don't need to introduce him. We know how much important he is for the team, for the club.
What a class player that man is! Incredible.
250 for Tottenham. Only Jimmy Greaves has scored more, and now it's only 16 more. 266 is the club record tally.
He's always an example for their teammates, and he's always ready to work for the team.
Clive, at worst, he'd be finishing his career second, and he's got every chance of finishing top.
185 goals in the Premier League, all for Spurs, is a new Premier League record for one club in the Premier League era. Goes past the figure of Sergio Aguero for Manchester City. And now only Andy Cole, Wayne Rooney and Alan Shearer have scored more Premier League goals for anyone.
For sure, he's one of the most important player of our team.
When things are really tight, your top players step up and do something special. He didn't need to do anything too special in terms of going past two or three players and sticking it in the top corner. But those crucial moments of finding a way to win, Harry Kane has it. And this Spurs side, as I said before, the words and term Spursy, you're going to be saying it fewer times and fewer times and fewer times, because this is a very important win.
On now to their North London rivals, Arsenal, who went top of the Premier League after beating Bournemouth in the late kickoff on the South Coast. Here's the best reaction to that game on TalkSport.
Bournemouth 0, Arsenal 3. Some very happy Arsenal fans, I'm sure, for the first time in a long, long time. The first time since 2004, the Gunners have started a Premier League season with back-to-back-to-back victories, and they did it in style.
Well, credit to the boys, because to come to this ground and win 3-0, it's not easy at all. It doesn't happen very often.
Some of the football we've played in the first 20 minutes was the best I've seen under
Arteta. What a result again today. Top performance tore Bournemouth apart, and you are looking like a team to be absolutely worried about.
We're very dominant, very at it, show real determination and composure, and very efficient in the boxes, and after that obviously the game was in our favour.
I think we'll know more once we play those games against United and Spurs.
I think he's made some very good signings, Jesus, Zinchenko. They're a good side.
The way the team is playing as well is something that I'm really proud of, and we need to continue to improve in many areas that we still need to get better at.
Top four has to be the aim this year, obviously. If they can finish as high as possible up the table, and then next summer be able to attract in even better players for Champions League football, and I think then we can really give the title a good go. But it's great time to be an Arsenal fan.
We haven't done anything, and we are still very far from the top teams in a long run.
We are top of the league, seeing the Arsenal fans. They are indeed. It's finished here. Bournemouth 0, Arsenal 3.
Now, elsewhere in the Premier League on Saturday, Fulham moved into the top four after beating Brentford. Leicester lost at home to Southampton to stay in the relegation zone. Aston Villa lost, and Everton drew with Nottingham Forest. Here's all the reaction to those games on Game Day Phone-In with Jamie O'Hara and Gabby Agbonlahor on TalkSport.
Fulham 3, Brentford 2. In the final minute of the 90, Aleksandar Mitrovic has headed it into the back of the net.
I mean, that goal at the end, Tom, for me, just sums up everything that Mitrovic is. Everything that he is, you know, to leap, to get above the play, strong, aggressive.
I honestly think he's proven that already. You just look at how well he's playing. It's not just scoring the goals, but his all-round play has been fantastic. Obviously, we need to keep our feet on the ground, stay up. That is the main thing, and build from there.
Fulham, for me, look a lot better team than the one that got relegated last honour in the Premier League.
Mitrovic has given Fulham the lead once more. We've got 4 minutes of injury time to play, and it's Fulham 3, Brentford 2.
Leicester completely lacking ideas. Fofana not involved, could be on his way. Deep frustration in the Foxes' camp and booed off by many here. Full-time, Leicester 1, Southampton 2.
We've seen a little bit of it when we were here against Brentford, where I think in terms of everything that's going on with the club, that desperation to get the result meant that then we stopped doing what we had been good at.
Rodgers out. For me, I think Rodgers is trying to get the sack.
How do you try to get the sack?
Well, OK, let's go back to the Brentford game. He made one substitution. He took off a midfielder. We were 2-0 up. Within 10 minutes, we were 2-0. That is bad management.
Where we've been for a few years up challenging at the top end, and we've obviously got no new signings in, and that's difficult because they want to see new players, they want to see the team progress.
Rodgers, I think his head's gone a little bit as well. You know, last season he was saying that he wants, you know, he's going to shake the team up, and what we've done, we've brought no one in apart from a 30-odd-year-old keeper.
So you want Brendan? If you had an option right now, William, to get Brendan Rodgers out of the football club, would you sack him?
Yeah, I would. I'd probably get, I don't know, Rafa Benitez in, maybe someone that's proven, someone that's got a bit about them.
We can't carry on like this. Look, you know, if we're thinking about Leicester now, we carry on playing against teams like we play today, and we will be bang in trouble.
We just got to get back to giving them that confidence and turning these 60-minute performances into 90 minutes and 3 points.
And there's the full-time whistle, and the roar greets Crystal Palace's first win of the season.
We took those 3 points, and we had a really good team performance.
We were decent today. Like, we were class. Like, we were different gravy today. Like, the phases of play, like, the passing, the intricacy.
Watching them today against Aston Villa, I thought Aston Villa was shocking. I know Gabby's sitting on the fence, he don't want to hammer his team. I thought they were shocking all over the park. Gerrard would be going mad. Not enough pressing, not enough energy, not enough desire. But Crystal Palace, absolutely fantastic.
We were decent. And I don't think, playing like that, even the top clubs, they will struggle against us.
You know, my expectation for Palace is, if we're not in the relegation zone and we play some good football and we beat some of the bigger teams, it's a good season.
3-1 against Aston Villa, who've now lost 2 out of their opening 3 Premier League fixtures.
So the moments went against us today, but we've had too many defensive moments that weren't good enough today, and we were second best in too many departments over the course of the game.
You know, disappointing again today, of course, but Crystal
Come
Palace...
On, disappointing is not good enough. Disappointing.
Sanders Park is a tough place to go. You were, again, shocking at the back, and Crystal Palace turns his over. It's not looking good for Gerrard right now.
I personally don't think he knows the best 11. I don't think he knows the best formation. And McGinn being captain, for me, it's not for me, I'll be honest.
Mate, I'm fuming, mate, with that performance. Absolutely fuming. Mate, midfield, like, non-existent again. We are bad.
Mate, yeah. We are bad.
Some of the goals and some of the defending today. You know, I like Matty Cash, but I thought today he really struggled. You know, Zaha had him on toast all game. Yeah. Zaha and Eze looked like they were playing like six-a-side of their mates. You know, someone's got to put a tackle in.
This group are good enough to get better results. We proved that last year here at a tough place. But the challenge for me in this group is to find consistency, because it's two steps forward, one back, and it's a bit of a pendulum and a bit of a yo-yo situation at the moment.
You know, we've got to give Gerrard, you know, time. I think three games in, we can't be asking for Gerrard to be replaced. We've got to give him time.
We talk identity, we talk this. Now, you know, I've got my coaching badge myself, and I've watched that today, and I am astounded at what we were trying to achieve.
It's absolutely terrible, and Stevie G, for me, he might just be slightly out of his depth.
I just think it's shocking. We're crying out for a number eight, Gab. Someone like Conor Gallagher.
Yeah.
Why ain't Villa being linked with someone like that?
Sometimes when I watch Aston Villa, I see, like, you know what, I can see what he's trying to do, you know, get the number eight on the ball and, you know, get early crosses into Watkins. Then some games, I'm thinking, do some of the players have to take more responsibility?
I watched them against Bournemouth.
Yeah.
Shocking.
No
sort of direction, no philosophy. Mm-hmm. And then watched them today. Same thing, Gabs.
We don't seem to defend very well at all, and we don't seem to create. And I look at our team on paper and I think, why can we not create chances?
There's a lot of players that European teams would take there, and every time they come to Villa, they just don't seem to click, do they?
Stop sticking up for your team. They're nowhere near good enough. It ain't acceptable right now. It's not good enough.
It's not good enough.
You spent a lot of money.
It's not good enough, but they were good last week against Everton, beat Everton. Today, Crystal Palace is a tough place to play. You know, I'm not going to judge them off today's results.
Everton 1, Nottingham Forest 1.
Two sides in front of us today that just miss a centre-forward who's going to get those 15, 20 goals a season for you.
There's something clear there. You know, we've got to take our chances better. I really feel we deserve more in all our games today. I think we can win the game in 19 shots. I know they had some opportunities, but we had some really good ones.
Honestly, there's loads of really good things from the game that I'm really pleased with and proud of the team, but I'm still disappointed we've not won.
Now, you'll remember on yesterday's podcast that Jurgen Klopp hit out at Gabby Agbonlahor for his opinion on Man United's performance against Brentford last week. How dare he have an opinion? Anyway, here's Gabby responding to the Liverpool boss on the game day phone-in on TalkSport.
Gabby, the Klopp! I love it, I'm all for it.
Listen,
it was a bit harsh, but to be fair,
I'm all about it. Listen, first of all,
Jurgen Klopp's listening to our show, it's getting angry.
It's great for the show, you know, listening to TalkSport, all managers should be. But for me, Jamie, I've got bosses at TalkSport that I answer to. And if my reaction to Manchester United being 4-0 down was too much, I'm sure I would have heard about that. You know, I don't need Jurgen Klopp to tell me how to be a pundit. You know, he needs to concentrate on being a manager. He wouldn't take advice off me as a coach, would he? So I'm not going to take advice off Jurgen Klopp. Very strange, but Jurgen, if you're listening, I'm available for a chat anytime.
Jurgen.
Catch up in Liverpool, grab a drink.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And we end today's podcast by looking ahead to game night tomorrow evening as Man United take on Liverpool at Old Trafford, a game you can hear live and exclusive on TalkSport. Shortly we'll hear from the United midfielder Bruno Fernandes and Liverpool's Mohamed Salah. But first, here's the Liverpool boss, Jurgen Klopp, who thinks they should get the points if protests were to stop the game being played at Old Trafford. Blimey, must be scared.
If it happens, I think we should get the points. We have nothing to do with the situation. If that happens and the supporters want the game to be not happening, then we cannot just rearrange the game then again and fit it in somewhere in an anyway incredibly busy thing. But if, in a situation like this, always the other team should get the points.
It's a big game, and I'm always excited about a big game.
This club is bigger than anyone else in the Premier, and the press is always around us. But no better game to us to turn around that's playing at Liverpool. And we have to do something. We have to show something.
Expectation from here, from Liverpool, is always going to be there because top team, they want to win everything.
Brentford has no words, has no excuses, has nothing that we can say that that can explain that game.
I don't think it went the way we want, but I think it's too early to talk about that because it's just two games. We lost like 4 points, but it's a part of football. We have to just fight and try to win the next one, and the wins will follow.
I think it's about confidence. Some of the mistakes that we did, it's all about our mindset. It's all about the tough period that we've been through.
There's so many issues at Manchester United, whether you're going from the owners down to right to the players and whoever it may. But it's a hot, at the moment, it's the alarm bells. Mm. In a minute, it's going to be sirens.
I know that the results is not being good. Everyone is not quite happy with the way it's going, but we have to follow our principles, our rules.
I know all about the records for sure. I can't lie, but just trying to really make the team win the games. I want a team really to win the Premier League and Champions League this season.
We just have to get that confidence back, that happiness of playing football with the ball, because I think the mind control many things, and when the mind is not relaxed and confident, it's difficult to your body to follow what you want to do.
The thing I can achieve really in this club, in my head, I think we can win the Premier League again and the Champions League again. That's the main target.
We can beat any team. If we are at our highest level, we can beat any team. I'm pretty sure of that.
Well, that's it for another podcasty thing. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. And, of course, make sure you hit that subscribe button. I'm back tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock on Andy Austin's Drive Time Show alongside former England striker Darren Bent as we build up to TalkSport's live and exclusive Premier League coverage of Manchester United against Liverpool. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Austin TalkSport Daily Podcasts at first thing in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.